My name is Glenda Wentworth, and I work for Colorado State University Extension.
Glenda Wentworth launches into a presentation about high-altitude cooking. She's the family and consumer science agent for the CSU Extension Office. 20 people are seated at the Basalt Library, listening closely. They came with questions.
I just moved here in August, so I'm pretty much a disaster right now.
Jamie Collins moved from Wisconsin and says her baked goods go flat here.
I've tried to make scones and bake all sorts of things, and they're just terrible. So I'm in desperate need of this class.
Carol Dresner of Basalt says she's been trying to master high-altitude baking for 8 years and still struggles.
The cookies flatten out. I mean, I do it, and sometimes about 60% of the time they turn out like the picture, and sometimes they don't.
CSU Extension agent Glenda Wentworth says there's a reason things don't always turn out right.
At higher altitudes, there's lower atmospheric pressure simply because there's less atmosphere pushing down on us. So as the altitude gets higher, there's less air pressing down, so that PSI makes a difference in the baking.
The decreased pressure causes baked goods in the oven to expand quickly, and if they aren't set right, they can collapse.
And that's what we see a lot of times, is that collapse of the cells, and then your cake or your bread, it falls and it has a dip in it.
To create a structure that will set correctly, she recommends decreasing the amount of leavening agent, increasing the baking temperature, slightly decreasing sugar, and increasing liquid.
This is my cookie recipe that I brought samples of.
Wentworth lives in Edwards, which sits 7,500 feet above sea level, about 1,000 feet higher than Basalt. She infuses high-altitude tips into her baking.
One of the things that I did with the recipe years and years ago was added a little bit of flour to strengthen the dough, because adding the flour is going to add a little bit more protein, and that helps strengthen the dough. The other thing that I do with my cookies is I use half vegetable, like I use half Crisco and half butter, so that Crisco also provides some more structure for the cookie dough.
She also recommends chilling the dough for a half hour before baking so it can firm up. Still, high-altitude baking is all about experimentation, she says, and it takes time to get it right.
We want to be successful up here, and so many people aren't. And often, if we aren't successful at something, we stop trying. And so we want people to be successful so that they feel good about what they're making.
Her goal, she says, is to make people happy, to present what they've made to family and friends. Wentworth had more advice on cooking and canning at high altitude. You can find that information on our website, aspenpublicradio.org. Marcy Grevenen, Aspen Public Radio News.